Ethereum's market structure hints at potential support levels. Hey there. So Ethereum, ETH, is currently in a tough spot, right? It's been trading lower, and investors are feeling the pressure. But wait, there's more to this story than just the price drop.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If you look at the market's technical structure, especially how it's mirrored historical patterns from 2021 and 2024, it's actually giving us some clues about where the real buying power might show up.
Exactly. The analysis points to a major demand zone below $2,000. If ETH tests that level, it could be a catalyst for a big rebound.
The focus here is to unpack the key arguments, the facts, and what this means for Ethereum's future. We're diving into historical patterns, demand zones, and how they might shape the next leg of the market.
Understanding the demand zone concept, let's break it down. In technical analysis, a demand zone is a price area where buying interest has historically been strong enough to stop or reverse a downtrend.
Think of it as a support level. These zones act as a floor because the market has seen heavy accumulation before, both from institutions and retail investors, creating a psychological and structural barrier.
Identifying these zones is key for traders and investors looking to spot potential reversal points or areas where a decline might slow down.
For Ethereum, fractal analysis, comparing current price action to historical patterns, shows that the sub-$2,000 range has been a battleground between bulls and bears.
Right. In past cycles, this area has drawn massive buying activity, reinforcing its status as a critical support level.
The intensity of that buying suggests this isn't just a psychological barrier. It's a structural one, rooted in real capital accumulation.
And when the price approaches a demand zone, the presence of accumulated buy orders acts like a magnet for further buying, creating a self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's why the $2,000 level is being scrutinized as a potential turning point for Ethereum.
Historical echoes. Lessons from 2021 and 2024, the $2,000 demand zone isn't just a random number. It's a recurring theme in Ethereum's price history.
In 2021, ETH dipped into this range multiple times, only to rebound with strong buying that led to explosive rallies.
And guess what? This pattern repeated in 2022 and 2023, with the $2,000 level acting as a critical support each time.
The consistency of this behavior shows the market has developed a psychological and technical affinity for this range. It's a focal point for both short-term traders and long-term investors.
And now, in 2024, the same pattern is emerging. Even with the broader crypto market downturn, Ethereum has shown resilience in the $2,000 range, with buyers stepping in to counteract selling pressure.
This recurring behavior creates a self-fulfilling prophecy, as more participants recognize this zone as a high-probability support area, they're more likely to place buy orders there, strengthening the zone's effectiveness.
The current downside move is essentially a test of this established demand. If the price falls into this historical accumulation area and the demand holds, we could see stabilization followed by a potential reversal.
That would confirm the zone's strength and set the stage for a new upward leg in the market. But here's the catch. Even though this demand zone is strong, it doesn't guarantee an immediate bounce.
Exactly. The outcome of this test will provide critical clues about Ethereum's next move.
And the historical parallels between 2021 and 2024 aren't just coincidental. They reflect the broader market dynamics that have shaped Ethereum's price action over the past few years.
From the 2021 bull run to the 2024 downturn, Ethereum keeps revisiting this same price range. It's a sign that the $2,000 level is a structural support area, not a temporary fluctuation.
What this means for EV's trajectory, so the presence of this large demand zone doesn't guarantee an immediate rebound, but it does signal where Ethereum might find its footing.
If the price hits this historical accumulation area and the demand holds, we could see stabilization followed by a potential reversal.
That would validate the zone's strength and potentially open the door for a new upward trend. But the market's next move depends on whether this demand zone can withstand the current pressure.
And with the historical echoes from 2021 and 2024, it's clear that Ethereum is revisiting familiar territory. This isn't just a coincidence, it's a pattern.
The key takeaway: the $2,000 level isn't just a number, it's a structural support area that has repeatedly tested the market's resolve. Whether Ethereum can break through or stabilize here will shape its trajectory in the coming weeks.
Stay tuned, folks. This demand zone could be the turning point we've been waiting for. Let's keep an eye on how the market reacts.